Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Mitch McConnell has been in the hospital for a month, and we do not know what is going on, where he is, and unfortunately, we don't know if he is alive or not. As obviously, I'm sure you've seen, the speculation has been swirling, both amongst the left and the right, up, down, green, blue, everybody saying, where is Mitch McConnell? What's going on? And it's fueling a lot of distrust. This was Andy Beshear today. I publicly and privately urged the last administration to address the public's concerns with the former president's health. I'm calling on Senator Mitch McConnell to do the same and provide voters an update on his own health. Let's end the crazy speculation. Just tell us what's going on. I think this is a really, really great tweet from Andy Beshear, obviously the governor of Kentucky. Senator McConnell is the senator in Kentucky, and Andy Beshear is the one who can call for a special election. So he's pushing. He's like, I need to know what's going on. Maybe he'll call for a special election. But what's interesting about this, because the conversation that this fuels is, oh my God, we need younger people in office. We need term limits. The vast majority of the American people support term limits. Everybody wants kind of a new generation in office. And it's interesting because as this is happening, as Andy Beshear is tweeting this today, this morning, Donald Trump randomly out of nowhere announcing that he went to Walter Reed Hospital and took a cognitive test. And he's like, it's totally normal. I do this every 6 months, except he did this 2 months ago. So let's update you on both of these fronts. Wow, Trump says he finished yet another physical at Walter Reed and has requested another cognitive exam as rumors and evidence continue to pile up about his declining health and mental state. This was the True Social post from 12:23. So that's literally roughly an hour after Andy Beshear sent that tweet. Maggie Haberman, the woman who wrote the book with Jonathan Swan, the New York Times regime change. It's like a number one bestseller now. I'm still working on getting through it. Fantastic, fantastic reporting from Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan. Maggie Haberman has covered me incorrectly for 10 years. Her book is a joke. 90% of it is fake news. She's made a living off her bad reporting, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to sue the New York Times. This is the largest expansion of executive authority in modern American history. The government is talking about suing or has been suing corporations and media corporations who, you know, don't align with them politically. We now learn that they're sending subpoenas to New York Times reporters in relation to this book. I mean, that is scary as hell. The party of small government watching, again, the largest expansion of executive authority and the president lash out at private individuals and corporations and news agencies that he doesn't agree with politically. It's really unheard of. I don't mind bad press if they're right. I do mind fake reporting, blah, 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 blah. Maggot is a loser. If she ever wrote a true story about me, it would actually be quite boring, but loaded with tons of success. I mean, the guy is clearly very bothered by this. And then he randomly, at the very end, said, also, I just finished a perfect physical at Walter Reed. I do it every 6 months, and I requested another cognitive test, the only president to do so, 3 times, and I aced them all, got every question right. Few people in Washington, D.C. could do so, including Maggot and her flunky associate, Jonathan Swain. I bet they couldn't even get 50% of the questions right. If anybody is reading this and believes that Donald Trump is well, I mean, they're just living on a different planet. This is insane. This is psychotic. And again, he says he does this whole Walter Reed physical slash cognitive test every 6 months. He went there 2 months ago. I feel like that should be an automatic fail for your cognitive test if you're confused about when you're getting them. Now, what is going on here? I'm not going to go through this whole thread. It's a very long thread. You can check it out from Adam here on Twitter. But just to give you an idea, some people on Twitter are saying, why has Trump had yet another hospital visit? I believe because of a stroke last year and the subsequent concerns of vascular dementia. Let's summarize the more than year of evidence that shows this is a cover-up just like Mitch McConnell. And this whole thing goes through pictures and videos that you have seen a lot. Donald Trump's drooping face, the bruises on Donald Trump's hands, the swelling of his ankles, nodding off in the Oval Office, and how that all ties into the reports we've gotten when he's gone to Walter Reed previously, and the other instances in which he would kind of randomly disappear for 5 days or 6 days, questions around whether the White House was using AI to partly edit Donald Trump's videos, again, rambling speeches, rapid mood swings, falling asleep, late night rambling. We all have seen Donald Trump on True Social at 2, 3, 4 in the morning. So you know, a lot of speculation going on. And then Donald Trump proceeds to just go ballistic on Truth Social. These are the rantings of an utterly deranged lunatic, as if the one post wasn't, you know, deranged enough or ballistic enough. Ballistic, is that the right word? Well, he proceeded to go ballistic and post even more and more. And I'm going to read this. When will the media start concentrating on Trump's mental health or lack thereof? Because it's obviously he's pure, quote, fucking straitjacket material. I mean, pardon my language, but that is true. And this is what he wrote. Now, I'm not going to read this entire thing because look how long it is. I mean, this is insane. But the entire thing about 2024, if you are deep into your second year ranting about how you won in this, quote, massive landslide in 2024, things are bad. It's incredible. I win the election in a landslide against the entire Democrat Party and almost 100% negative news. I won 86% of the counties in America, won the Electoral College. All 50 states shifted, excuse me, toward the Republican Party for the first time ever. Had to run against Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I mean, this is insane. And then he goes on about Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swain and the failing New York Times, again, clearly bothering him. But this guy is not well. Talking about how he won the election for the third time, on and on and on. Why won't anyone just say Trump is the best political athlete of all time? Congratulations, Mr. President. You have beaten us for 10 years and we're not going to waste our time fighting you any longer. We can't win. Do a great job, sir. Running our country, make America great again. Ramblings of a psychotic individual. And when I was, you know, framing this video, getting it set up, him posting more and more 24 minutes ago about the front of the White House, and then look at it back to back, 55 minutes ago, the radical left lunatics, 56 minutes ago, I would often say in speeches and otherwise, America will never be a socialist country, 57 minutes ago, bad press, won it in a landslide. My goodness. I mean, when, again, I ask the same question, when is the media going to take this guy seriously and stop normalizing this? It is so normalized and it is not okay. So let's shift now to Mitch McConnell, who we have so many questions about. Mitch McConnell, intelligence debrief, junk truck behind his home. Let's watch this video. Very interesting. If they're not going to give us updates on Mitch McConnell and what's going on, people are going to start, you know, filming in front of the hospital and TMZ, obviously, in front of his house. I'm going to show you a TMZ video in a second, but this is just an individual walking around. Take a listen to this.
All right, everyone. So I'm back behind the back of Senator McConnell's home. So I came this morning and there's a giant Junk King truck that's parked behind his house. So I found out there's this brick house right behind his house that I think McConnell owns as well. It's called Justice. It's on Justice Court. Anyways, his daughter, one of his daughters, is tied back to that address. So here's the junk truck. So here's the odd thing. All this stuff's being moved out of a neighbor's house. So this neighbor's house is actually physically connected to McConnell's house. So I don't know if there's some like door where you could move things from McConnell's house over to this house, but there's a lot of stuff being pulled out of this house. Here, hold on, let me show you guys. And then look, there's a ton of stuff in here. They're pulling out a lot of stuff here. Like, this is kind of cool, but anyways. So it's all this is owned by McConnell. So this is the back of his house. And here's also what's odd. The Cap Police are like guarding one of the entrances into here. So again, this could be like, I mean, this could just be a really odd coincidence, but they're pulling a lot of crap out of the house next door. So anyway.
That is quite the coincidence. I mean, wow. Really kind of stunning stuff. And shout out to this woman for showing up and just telling people what's going on. And obviously these health concerns go back quite a bit. I mean, this is last year.
My name is Stella. I want to ask, do you support ICE taking working people off the streets and kidnapping them?
I mean, he's not well. He's not well. And the American people deserve answers on this. You know, Mitch McConnell, obviously very old, and he does not need to be a sitting U.S. senator. He can go live out his days in his home with his family. I think that's all the American people are asking for at this point. And we have pundits like Scott Jennings running this crazy defense. Obviously, you know, he literally, Scott Jennings created an entire meme just because he posted on Twitter, I talked to Mitch McConnell for 20 minutes. And everyone's like, oh my God, that's such BS. Everyone's talked to Mitch McConnell for 20 minutes, but we can't even get like a minute video of Mitch McConnell in the hospital where he has been for a month. So I don't know. To everyone, this just seems like an obvious lie. This is Scott Jennings on CNN. Take a listen.
By the way, as a political matter, remember, he's retiring. His final term in the Senate will end here at the end of this year. So he's not on the ballot for re-election. He's going to be replaced by another senator in November. So we're coming down to the end of his storied service here. But I think even though that's true, he still has a few weeks to go. And I know from talking to him the other day, there's a bunch of issues he's still interested in and some votes that he wants to cast. I think sort of packaging all this up and telling people what happened and what the status is would be a great idea by Monday, and hope they do that.
And so here's what's interesting. CNN had to come out today with a statement because this claim got so much press and everyone was making so much fun of it. They were like, there's no way that this guy talked to Mitch McConnell for 20 minutes. He's in the hospital. There's something going on. Like, what person in the hospital going through like serious health complication is talking to, you know, Scott Jennings on the phone for 20 minutes about all these political issues? And if that is the case, why is he not just talking to us? Why is he not filming a video himself? There's so many questions. And so CNN had to come out today and make a statement that that was Scott Jennings' independent reporting and that it had nothing to do with CNN, and CNN couldn't verify the reporting because obviously Scott Jennings is like a contributor on CNN, which caused even more stir. So really interesting stuff. Brooklyn Dad here on Twitter, who I love, is Mitch McConnell dead or alive? Apparently, he had a bunch of 20-minute conversations with different Republican senators, because after Scott Jennings said that, we had all these elected Republicans coming out saying, oh, I also had a 20-minute conversation. I had a 20-minute conversation. It's like, everyone's conversation was 20 minutes? But he can't do a 5-minute proof of life video? And don't tell us to give him space. His wife gave him plenty when she flew off to China. You've probably seen here on the Adam Mockler channel Adam's video about this, the fact that his wife is in China right now, which is creating a whole other host of issues if there is any accuracy to the reporting that Mitch McConnell is brain dead. And again, this video from a while ago, Mitch McConnell has done this several times, him freezing up here after being asked a question and just not responding and not being able to move. By the way, speaking of Adam Mockler, if you made it this far, make sure you like and subscribe here on the Adam Mockler channel. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video on the Adam Mockler channel, so make sure you check out my YouTube channel down below. We appreciate and love you guys so much. This was a video obtained by CNN of reportedly Mitch McConnell being loaded into the ambulance when this all originally happened. Remember, we got the 911 call that his heart had actually stopped and they were performing CPR. Take a look.
New video shows former Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell being loaded into an ambulance after suffering an apparent cardiac arrest at his Capitol Hill home last month. The video, shot by a neighbor of McConnell and published by CNN Friday, shows DC fire and EMS personnel wheeling the 84-year-old on a stretcher on the morning of June 14th. The Kentucky Republican's face is not visible, and his lower legs appear to be covered by an orange blanket with his bare feet protruding. The neighbor who shot the video told CNN that paramedics showed no sign of concern or panic about the patient's health. Previously released dispatch audio indicated that McConnell had been found unconscious at his home and that first responders had performed CPR on him. Rumors about the 84-year-old's health have swirled since his hospitalization, with some far-right commentators claiming that McConnell was left brain dead by his medical episode. Senate Republican leadership in McConnell's office have insisted that he is on the mend and keeping in touch with his colleagues about the issues of the day.
So again, I'm here to just tell you factually what's going on, and I think similarly to what Adam said, I'm not going to, you know, cheer this on. We all know what Senator McConnell's legacy will be, and so you can let me know what you think of this in the comments down below. You can have whatever feelings you'd like. I do have to say, I find it strange that the neighbor would say that the paramedics show no sign of panic and they're walking and loading him into the stretcher. Like, the 911 call, he was found unconscious, cardiac arrest, his heart stopped, he was effectively dead, and then they performed CPR, got him to the hospital, and his heart started back up again. But if that's the case, that doesn't seem like something where you're just walking him to an ambulance. That would be something where you're rushing him to the hospital. So I don't know. Some people outside the hospital doing some reporting. Take a listen.
I'm outside the hospital where Senator Mitch McConnell is. His security detail is still outside. It's unclear exactly what caused him to enter the hospital in the first place. We don't know what his condition is. We don't know what caused the medical emergency that he had. There are a lot of unanswered questions, but again, his security detail is still outside of the hospital.
And so, again, also another, there's so many pieces to try to add up. And it's not fair that the American people have to add this up. Our government should, you know, be able at any level to, I don't know, tell us what the hell is going on with our sitting senators and members of Congress. That's the bare minimum. But another piece of data to add up, the fact that for literally a month now, his security has been sitting outside of the hospital. And lastly here, TMZ yesterday, we saw the video earlier of things being dragged out, you know, essentially through a connecting apartment or a connecting home to Mitch McConnell's. And now we have Mitch McConnell's DC home yesterday. People, you know, it appears putting new flooring in the house. You have people coming in and out and you see like pallets, like they're going to paint or pallets of flooring, excuse me, maybe tile. So it's like, what is going on? What is going on? He's in the hospital and decided to get new flooring in his home. Things are being loaded out of his neighbor's house that's connected to his. It's like, oh my God, it's bizarre. And we have to try to figure this out while Donald Trump takes his like third cognitive test in the last 18 months, fourth cognitive test. It is a mess. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. And I think we're all on the same page. We need some term limits. I appreciate you watching this video. Hit like it, subscribe. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Ockler channel. So, with all that being said, I will see you back here tomorrow.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.